from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're featuring art rock, surf music, and comedy about race and politics. David Wiegand and I don't talk about race and politics. We know better than that.
He's and we're not funny either.
No, we're not funny. That's right. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. And let's kick it off with some surf music.
Dear one, let me get you in my arms and then, oh, how we'll cling, and then we'll be swinging again. Baby, don't make the mistake that you're making. Maybe you'll find it's your own heart you're breaking. Come back to me, I'll still be waiting. Baby, walk, don't run.
That is so odd. lyrics added to the surf classic by Johnny Smith from 1954, Walk, Don't Run. And this is sung by Deke Dickerson, who's a big rockabilly mainstay with Low Straitjackets, another rockabilly band, and they're mushing it with surf music.
This is really like, you know, a meeting of great guitar gods, because not only do you have Dickerson there, but both Danny Amos and Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets are great guitarists, and this is going to be a good show.
Yeah, and don't forget, they'll be wearing their Mexican wrestling masks as well. Los Straitjackets and Deke Dickerson play the Chapel Sunday night, and they're at Moe's Alley on Tuesday and at Harlow's in Sacramento on Wednesday. And there's a thriving South Asian community in the Bay Area and a number of groups updating classic arts of India and Pakistan. And here's an example of that. The Abhinaya Dance Company of San Jose is premiering a piece called Arjuna, A Warrior's Tale. And this is built out of legends from Hindu myth.
That's right. It's from the Mahabharata, which is a Sanskrit epic.
Well said.
From Hindu mythology. I didn't know much about Indian dance before I moved to the West Coast. It's not done as frequently as it should be on the East Coast, and was introduced to it here years and years ago. It's an absolutely fascinating dance form. It is just mesmerizing, colorful, passionate, all the things that, you know, you would expect, I think. And this really sounds like an extraordinary program.
The Abhinaya Dance Company performs Arjuna, A Warrior's Tale, tomorrow and Sunday at the School of Arts and Culture at Mexican Heritage Plaza in San Jose. And another voice from South Asia now, by way of Queens, that's Hari Kondabolu, one of America's funniest political comedians with a sharp eye on race and class.
It's funny because I think I get called a political comedian, but to me, this is all observational. You know, I don't need to add a filter in order to be able to see the absurdity of racism and oppression. Like, that to me, in some ways, is the easiest thing for me to write. I completely get it, and for other people, you know, it takes a bit more work, but to me, this is what I see and what I know.
So that's Hari talking to me on the phone earlier this week, and he's so serious talking about his comedy.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Hey, comedy is serious business.
That's right, but he's just a sharp, sharp eye.
He really is, yeah. I mean, I've seen him on a couple of the late shows, and also I saw him in the late and lamented Totally Biased with W. Kamau Bell. This sounds like a really good show. It's going to be funny and edgy and very up-to-date.
Hari Kondabolu plays The Punchline in San Francisco Wednesday through next Sunday, and that is our cheap thrill. Tickets as low as $16. Dance Far is like one of those supergroups, 11 Bay Area dance companies getting together for a good cause. And what is that, David?
You know, Dance Far was founded a few years ago by three soloists for the San Francisco Ballet, James Sofranco, Garen Scribner, and Margaret Carl. And they thought it would be great to sort of mine the great talent of dance that we have in the Bay Area and use it for good causes. So over the years, they've raised somehow, I think it's $300,000 for various organizations.
Yeah, I think Cancer Prevention Fund.
Cancer Prevention and so forth. So this is this year's program. The last two have been really big hits. This one is going to feature dancers from San Francisco Ballet, ODC, Alonzo King, Smuin, 11 different companies at Yerba Buena for a really good cause.
Dance Far is Tuesday night at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. That's Dance Far for a reason. And it's a no cheap thrill, $50 and up for tickets, but it's for a very good cause. Now let's go hunting for venison. That's great music. Very untamed sounding from Deerhoof.
Yeah.
And they've got a new video out where Michael Shannon plays an interrogator and a detainee.
Right.
Somebody who's being tortured
right.
by listening to this music, I have to say. I'm not sure it's the right image, but I really like it.
No, I really do, too. Deerhoof is a quintessentially great San Francisco band. It was founded in 1994. It's been hugely influential for a whole lot of other bands. This is their 13th album called La Isla Bonita. They're known for their energy, their stripped-down sound, their wacky humor, all this kind of stuff, and they do a great show.
Deerhoof plays the Great American Music Hall Tuesday night. Grab your tickets fast. It could be a sellout. And thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows and more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.